were on a story which was headlined, 2020 could be the worst year yet for load shedding, according to State Research Institute. That State Research Institute is the CSIR, the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research. Senior engineer Joanne Carlitz joins us now. Joanne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
How much, I mean, what's the worst year we've had?
So far, unfortunately, 2020 has been the worst year of load shedding to date.
But in terms of a full year, what's been the worst?
We've already exceeded 2019, which was historically the worst year.
Really?
So 2020 so far, we've just exceeded load shedding as compared to the previous year. So we've definitely on track for this to be the worst year.
I can't speak for other people, but I'm surprised by that. I don't have a sense of this year being a terrible load shedding year, but I do remember last year and stage six, and last year sticks out in my memory as being an awful year, but this year has been worse already.
Indeed, and it was really during the first 3 months of the year where the significant load shedding occurred. Of course, once we moved into the lockdown on the 26th of March, load shedding subsided, but it's already returned again in July.
Okay, so what the awful memories of the load shedding have been replaced by the awful memories of COVID-19, and so we've forgotten. And it doesn't look good for the rest of the year. I mean, we're going through load shedding at the moment.
Indeed, and typically Eskom unplanned outages do increase during the summer months, so we do expect the next few weeks to be difficult as the temperatures start increasing again, and we can expect more load shedding this year.
Why would it be worse when it gets warmer? Because one would think that you need more power when it's colder to warm you up.
So it has to do with when Eskom does their scheduled maintenance. So they typically do most of their maintenance in the summer months, this just because of the demand profile being a bit lower in summer. So because of all the capacity that is out on maintenance, there isn't a lot of spare capacity. And the minute you have a lot of unplanned outages combined with your planned outages, we then get really a constrained power system.
Do you make any kind of judgments as to the numbers? How much more? Last year, we had gigawatt hour cuts amounting to 1,352 gigawatt hours over 530 hours. What's the projection for the 2020?
So we projected, we did this analysis in early January, and we projected at that point that the load shedding for 2020 would be around 1,800 gigawatt hours. Sorry, so a bit worse than the previous year. Of course, at that point in time, we didn't know that we would be hit by a pandemic, but it does unfortunately seem like the minute demand returned to normal levels when we reached about level three of the lockdown, that we are back in the situation we were.
And it's going to stay the same or get worse? You indicated that more units are going to be taken out for planned maintenance, and this management is not going to delay those which previous managements might have done. So there is a realistic expectation that we can continue to have load shedding at this kind of level for the rest of the year.
Yes, indeed.
And next year?
So next year, we do predict if the Eskom energy availability factor continues to decline and we don't get any new generation capacity online, which it doesn't look like we can in the short time frames, we do expect load shedding to continue next year. It could even be worse than this year as well if we don't do anything at this point.
Do you love spreading good cheer like this, Joanne?
Sorry for that.
And somebody just said to me on WhatsApp, I think back to last year, it was intense bursts. This year, it's been more spaced. And the WhatsApper then says better managed. I mean, is that a reasonable judgment that, and you do say in your report that you expect more level two. And I suppose it's better to have, is it better to have level two spaced out over the year rather than intense bursts of four, five and six every now and then?
You know, it probably depends on the industry and whether it's a residential situation or industrial customer. But I think the point is that load shedding is so random at Eskom are not able to really predict which day or for how long it could occur. It's just completely unknown when it will happen. So it's not even something you can really schedule.
Dear, thank you very much to Joanne Carlitz. Hey, all she's doing is passing on information that we need to know. Senior engineer at the Council for the Scientific and Industrial Research.